Tom C. McKnight, Jr., in dictating a neurological report on patient Vincent C. DeSoto, D-E-S-O-T-O. Address to 1742 Oleander, O-L-E-A-N-D-E-R Avenue, Chico, California, 959-263-530-520-8, ID XXXXX-5773, date of birth 9-12-1941, 81-year-old retired man, insurance is Medicare / Blue Cross, pharmacy is... Costco Desk, Chico, 530-342-8892. It's addressed to Dr. Sergio, S-E-R-G-I-O, Riffle, R-I-F-F-E-L. M.D., Florence Health, Dash Chico, 1740 Bruce Road, Suite 100, Chico, California, 95928-7945. 530-332-8877, 530-441-6994, parenthesis fax and parenthesis the clinical indication, neurological evaluation with history of cognitive decline dash memory impairment, new paragraph, comorbid medical problems, list these vertically, dyslipidemia, hyperglycemia, elevated hemoglobin A1C, lymphocytic thyroiditis, peripheral neuropathy, bilateral cataracts, essential hypertension, chronic kidney disease stage 3, patellofemoral osteoarthritis, osteoporosis, abnormal electrocardiogram, nonspecific, lactose intolerance, allergy to animal dander, current medications, multiple vitamin, vitamin D3, Voltaren gel, Alendronate 70 milligrams, oral electrolytes, hydrochlorothiazide 12.5 milligrams, pravastatin 20 milligrams, Dear Dr. Riffle and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Vincent DeSoto for neurological evaluation. New paragraph, this 81-year-old man complains of some memory impairment. Previous CT imaging of the brain was completed, but I don't have those reports. New paragraph, he has a remote history of reported 6 different concussions, none recently. He notes reduction in his short-term memory. But not too much difficulty with his long-term recollection. New paragraph, he was previously underwent a psychiatric evaluation with a history of suicidal gesture. He sees a Dr. Brian. New paragraph. He reports currently being treated for hypertension. He's being followed for his chronic kidney disease. He reports symptoms of depression and forgetfulness. He lives alone. He's completed an advanced directive. He denies any exposure to verbally threatening behaviors, physical or sexual abuse. He stands 5 feet 10 inches tall, weighs 190 pounds. Recent vitals. Blood pressure 145 over 89, sitting left arm. Pulse 84 and regular. Temperature 98.1. O2 saturation 98%, room air. Height 6 feet 2 inches, weight 197 pounds, body mass index 25.3. New paragraph. Neurological examination, mental status. Vincent is alert. He's oriented and focused for the clinical circumstances. Today, he displays no particular difficulty with short-term or remote memory. His thinking is otherwise logical, goal-oriented, and appropriate for the clinical circumstances. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 are normal. New paragraph, his motor examination demonstrates normal bulk tone and strength. Sensory examination is reduced to vibration distally. His deep tendon reflexes are generally hypoactive. Testing for pathological and primitive reflexes is unremarkable. His ambulatory examination is mildly ataxic, associated with knee problems. Tandem not accomplished. Romberg's test is negative. New paragraph. Cerebellar and extrapyramidal testing demonstrates no tremor at rest with intention or movement. Passive range of motion with distraction maneuvers does not disclose inducible neuromuscular stiffness. New paragraph, diagnostic impression. Vincent DeSoto presents with a history of a multiplicity of personal and familial risk factors for a vascular disease. He has an elevated hemoglobin A1C, risk factors for prediabetes, findings of a distal peripheral neuropathy, and reports of cognitive decline without dysomnia. Recommendations. I'm having him complete the NIH quality of life questionnaires to return for further evaluation of his capacity. New paragraph. We are scheduling him for high-resolution 3D neuroquantitative brain imaging. New paragraph. Diagnostic laboratory studies for dementia risk factors are being completed at Quest Laboratories. New paragraph. When he returns, his findings will be reviewed for further recommendations and possible therapeutic intervention. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report then.